The United States seems to be less enthusiastic about the idea of having a multinational force sent to Afghanistan. Relief workers have appealed for an international stabilization force, saying the humanitarian work is harder as battle lines shift. Afghans themselves say they have more faith in the United Nations than in Afghan leaders. But U.S. officials argue Afghans might be able to keep peace on their own if their political talks in Germany go well. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Just a week ago, it seemed imminent that a multinational force would head to Afghanistan, a so-called coalition of willing nations, likely led by Turkey. But that talk has all but disappeared for the time being. A senior Bush administration official admits the situation is in limbo. British and Canadian troops that were poised for a quick deployment to the war-ravaged country have since stood down. French troops have been unable to get to the troubled northern Afghan city of Mazar-i-Sharif. Part of the problem is that the Northern Alliance doesn't want to see a large number of foreigners in uniform. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld signaled the Pentagon is also not interested in seeing an international force just yet.
The opposition forces, the forces that oppose Taliban, that have occupied cities, have for the most part taken control of those cities in a way that has stabilized them thus far.
Not so, according to Ken Bacon, a former Pentagon spokesman who now heads the advocacy group Refugees International.
Maybe it hasn't been as bad as some people in the Defense Department thought, but it is bad enough to hinder the distribution of aid in some major parts of the country.
Refugees International and other aid groups argue a stabilization force is needed to stop the looting and lawlessness, complicating humanitarian efforts, especially in the north in areas affected by drought. A senior administration official says security issues will be on the agenda in Bonn, where Afghan groups began a meeting yesterday to forge an interim administration. The official suggested the ideal outcome would be an all-Afghan stabilization force, though Bacon of Refugees International has his doubts that would be effective.
We've seen the grisly problems of the last few days after some Taliban and their supporters said they were going to surrender and then chose not to. I don't know whether you could assemble quickly enough and vet an all-Afghan force that would have the confidence of all sides in this dispute here.
The idea of an all-Afghan force is something UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi had been suggesting from the start. He's running the meeting in Bonn and has often spoken against the idea of having a United Nations peacekeeping force. John Hirsch of the International Peace Academy, a think tank that works with the UN Security Council, says there is little appetite at the UN to send in peacekeepers.
There's a danger that they would become trapped, that they would become the focus of hostility instead of being there to keep the parties away from each other. So before coming to that point, I think correctly, Brahimi is trying first to see if he can get a political arrangement in place.
The hope is that security arrangements will evolve from the political talks, but it will be difficult to get all sides to agree on a broad-based interim administration as long as one party, such as the Northern Alliance, continues to control most of the territory in Afghanistan. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.